Normally, for years and years and years, Tiger Woods would join us the week of the Byron Nelson and perform his vaudeville routine with the great Byron Nelson himself. But, of course, Lord Byron has passed away. But Tiger says he still wants to come in here this morning and perform his vaudeville routine with a new partner. So let's open the door and welcome the great Tiger Woods. He's had some problems lately, but he's still a friend of the show. Hey, Tiger.
Good.
How's it going?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing a goodwill tour to raise awareness for the Nelson.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
And since Byron has passed, I've now teamed up with Brian Nelson, Byron's cousin.
Oh, well, hello. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's right talking to the microphone, Brian.
Good morning.
Yeah, Brian's kind of old like Byron.
Right.
I think you guys were about the same age.
Well, we're second cousins to start off with. Our moms were cousins.
Your mom? Well, how do you have the same last name?
Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'm an old guy, but I can relate to Tiger quite a bit, and he's a good young man, and I like going and doing stand-up with him and cracking jokes.
Okay, well, this should be fun.
It should be a good time. And of course, I can relate to Tiger because I was a golfer, too.
Right. Like your brother, or cousin, sorry.
My second cousin.
Yeah.
And I could have been a golf legend, too, but I was too busy fighting in the big one, WW2.
Ah.
So instead of shooting birdies back in the 40s, I was shooting Japs in the South Pacific.
Oh, Brian, that's not politically correct.
Well, that's the way we rolled back in the 40s. Plus, I can also relate to Tiger because, like him, I was distracted by women.
Oh, really?
Women?
Kind of like you, Tiger. It all came to a head when I crashed my Model T into a fire hydrant. And that old bitch I was married to took a persimmon wood to my windshield, knocked it out of my Model T, and then she hit me upside the head so hard she knocked my monocle.
She knocked your monocle out.
What did you say?
Boy, you were...
She knocked my monocle out, so I can relate to Tiger.
Yeah, an incident almost just like Tiger's, but
right.
70 years before.
I don't think Tiger wore a monocle, but anyway, I can relate to what women can do to you.
It's just women.
Okay.
Not women.
If you say so.
But anyway, Brian, he has a great sense of comedic timing, just
doesn't
like Byron does.
Really?
I think we got something here.
The family, I guess.
Right.
We got something
so
here.
We're doing our vaudeville routine to raise awareness for golf.
Okay, it's very confusing, but we'd love to hear it.
All right, hit the sounder, Jer.
Here we go. Hey, Tiger.
What's that, Brian?
There are two cowboys in the kitchen. Which one is the real cowboy?
I don't know, Brian. Which one is the real cowboy?
The one on the range.
Oh!
Stupid.
Hey, Tiger.
What's that, Brian?
Did you see,
What?
Hey, let me start over again. I'm old, you know. I'm getting up there.
Put your monocle back in, Ricky.
Yeah, let me put my monocle back in here. What did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
I don't know. What?
If we don't get some support soon, people are going to think we're nuts.
That's funny.
Hey, Tiger.
I'm still here, Brian.
How can you tell when a woman is having a bad day?
I don't know. How can you tell when a woman's having a bad day?
Well, she has her tampon behind her ear, and she can't find her cigarette.
Oh, my God.
That's outrageous.
Working blue here.
That's a little out there.
Tiger Woods and Brian Nelson, Byron's cousin.
Got to test them out here this morning.
Awareness.
See how they do. Hey, Tiger, what's the difference? You ought to know this. What's the difference between a wife and a girlfriend?
I don't know.
About 40 pounds. Hey, Tiger, why doesn't a chicken wear pants?
Why doesn't a chicken wear pants? I don't know, Brian.
Because his pecker is on his head.
This is picking up steam.
We gotta go,
okay, take
see
care.
Go
great
to
seeing you.
Everyone support golf.
Yeah, go see the Nelson this week.
There they go. Tiger Woods and Brian Nelson, Byron's second cousin, raising awareness for Byron's tournament.
You made him wear a monocle. 8:45 here on Sports.